This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Can listen to The Fan anywhere. Can listen to the PM team anywhere. Can be down in Atlanta. You could hear Pat McAfee going into his wrestling broadcaster or announcer voice and say, oh, this was fun, but I'd rather listen to Pony and Muller. And stream us there on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts are there, on demand. Donnie told Cam Hayward to his face that he was the eighth-ranked Steeler of the last 25 years. And you know what? That actually went better than you probably might expect it to, given how petty Cam can be about media opinions of him as a player.
Did you believe Cam when he told us yesterday? We were having a lot of fun about the Cam tweets when he posts the gif of the old lady writing in her notebook. Do you believe him when he says people just send them to him, he doesn't find them himself?
I think he has a little bit of that Kevin Durant.
I think he's online more than he wants to admit.
And I think he takes it all. I think he has a pretty big... I think he casts a pretty wide net. And then the fish he misses, people get in touch with him. Most of the time, though, I bet he already caught that fish and knows about it.
Durant's the greatest poster, by the way, we've ever seen. He'll never be topped. He got called out for burner accounts and just said, screw it. Fine. I'll delete them and just post this way myself.
Yeah. I respect it.
I bet you it's pretty liberating for him. Ah, screw it. I'm just here right now talking trash to you.
Noah Hiles joins us now from down in Atlanta.
You think Noah's a burner account guy? You think there's an account in the Noah replies supporting all of Noah's takes that's actually
Noah
just Noah?
Noah created an account to say nice things about
himself?
His takes? No, I don't think
so. To rip his
so.
Rivals in the business?
Noah, you want to comment on that?
No, I have a burner account, but it's known. It was back when I worked at the Beaver County Times. They didn't like when I posted my gambling picks. So I had to make an account where I could just post my gambling picks for like the 17 people that follow it. I haven't tweeted from it from a couple years.
You needed to get your gambling takes off on the record that bad?
I was very superstitious. I had a thing going with my friends. It was called Noah's No Doubters, where I would post them every Saturday and Sunday for college football and NFL for like four straight years.
Were they really no doubters?
Oh, no, they were horrible. They hit it like 39%. So I guess there's a no doubter in one regard. But nonetheless, it was a fun bit that I wanted to remain committed to. So I forget what the account's name is. I'm still logged in. I could look it up. But in the bio of it, it says burner account of @_NoahHiles. So
wouldn't that
not
defeat
really
the purpose of your bosses there not wanting you to post your gambling picks if you openly acknowledge that you were just posting them under a different name?
He makes a good point, Noah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't work for that company anymore, so it doesn't really matter.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I've got no rebuttal for that one.
Tony Clark and what he said about the salary cap. You were there. You heard it. Does that make you feel like this is just like very harsh rhetoric? Or did you come away from that thinking, you know what? I don't think we're going to see a salary cap 2 or 3 years from now in baseball.
I think my biggest takeaway is I don't know if we're going to have baseball in 2027 or at least the full season. I think these two sides are completely split. I'm not necessarily sure Manfred wants a salary cap. I think there are a few owners who are open to it. I think Manfred wants a change in the system that currently exists. And I think Clark is just making it abundantly clear that he won't have any second of a discussion about a salary cap. And I think that the other side at least wants to explore it. So they seem pretty divided on that issue, along with a couple of other ones. And both sides already were talking about the idea of a lockout, and we're still a ways away from December 1st, 2020.
Would the system Manfred wants benefit the Pirates?
I mean, I don't know. In a way, I guess. Like, he didn't give a ton of specifics. He just talked about a problem that exists. He says he highlighted that a lot of fans feel like there is an unfair balance economically in the game, that small market teams don't have a chance to compete consistently, to consistently field a competitive roster like large market teams do, and he wants to do something to fix that. He didn't list the specifics on how he intends to fix it. All Manfred wants is for the MLBPA to enter the bargaining session with an open mind and be open to discussions about different types of ideas. And the MLBPA basically just said, we are not going to do a salary cap. And they also presented different ideas, but they seem to suggest that Major League Baseball has made up its mind and that's what it wants.
Noah, you know how people, when they talk about the NFL, say that Jerry Jones has been the shadow commissioner for a long time, that when Roger Goodell does something, it's because Jerry Jones is pushing hard for it behind the scenes? You heard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is Scott Boras really the Shadow Players Association president in many ways? Like, he's the guy pushing certain things behind the scenes, and Tony Clark is the guy that we just happen to be hearing it from?
I know he has a lot of power. I mean, you see it in so many different ways. Just being around here, or just anytime you're at a big league national event, there's just so many different things that happen involving Boras where you're like, okay, well, that's not typical from any other agent or any other agency, let alone an individual. His voice means something. And yeah, I think he has a lot of power on pretty much every big decision that's made about the game.
Here's one other one, Noah, that's sort of connected to, and I'm not telling you that you are giving us vague answers here. I'm telling you that what you're hearing from these power brokers on both sides of this seems like kind of vague and undefined.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody on either side really has a good handle on how the sports media
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Economics are going to evolve over the next couple of years in terms of rights deals and the fact that a couple of these regional sports networks have already gone bankrupt and MLB's taken them over, do you think either side really has a workable plan or a workable sense of how that's all going to shake out?
No, not at all. I don't think the player side has any idea of what they want on just about anything. I think they just know that they want to make a lot of money. That's about it. And I mean, that's a fair thing. I would also like to make a lot of money. But as far as, you know, all of these
issues, the opposite of what your gut tells you on your college football picks, and you will.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd
right.
You'd already be retired.
Yes. But yeah, as far as the media thing is concerned, I think Manfred does see some value in a lot of teams' local broadcasting rights being under the MLB umbrella. I know there are already a handful of major league teams who have that, whose local games are broadcasted by Major League Baseball. He thinks it would add value. He said that today. He thinks it would add some value if they had more broadcasting rights for teams. And I don't know if I agree with that or not. But it does seem like they're kind of all over the place in a lot of really, really big, important areas that need to be organized by December of next year.
Noah, let's hit on a few Pirates topics here before we let you cover the game tonight and everything else that's happening around it. O'Neill Cruz wowed in the home run derby. Jeff Hathorn, who you know well, said the Pirates should make him the richest Pirate ever and give him the biggest contract in team history. Do you think that there's actually internally within the Pirates a push to do that? And do you think that Cruz's people want to see that happen?
I don't know how the Pirates feel. If I had, from all indications that I've had, I don't think there's a ton of interest from Cruz's side to be here long term. I mean, and that could change. I just don't think either side has really gotten what they expected to at this point in Cruz's tenure in Pittsburgh. I think he anticipated this all going a little bit differently. I think the Pirates anticipated this going differently. Now, with all that being said, I'm not suggesting that either side is unhappy, but I think that both sides are still looking for more before they're really, really trying to get an extension done, if that makes sense.
Noah, when it comes to Cruz, I know he hit missiles and he put on a show, and that's why he was there. Everybody involved understood the assignment with O'Neill Cruz being in that derby, but he obviously is only a barely above average offensive player by OPS Plus, for example. In the case of O'Neill Cruz, why hasn't it gone better game to game, and why don't the numbers look better? How would you distribute sort of the blame or the finger pointing between Cruz himself, and between the Pirates not figuring out a way to kind of crack the code and help him in a better way or coach him up better?
This is going to sound like a kind of a vanilla answer, but I'll give some reasoning behind it. I think it's an even 50-50 split. Like, I do think Cruz deserves a lot of blame for certain things. Like, I think he's really struggled with being able to consistently remain focused on the task at hand. That's been a clear issue for him. And that's probably why, at least partially why, he hasn't been able to maximize his potential so far. But I also think if O'Neill Cruz was in a different organization, there's a very good chance he could be a better player than he is right now. I think if he was surrounded by other talent, if the Pirates were more successful on the hitter development front, if they had other threats in the lineup, O'Neill Cruz probably plays with a little bit less pressure every time he steps in the batter's box. I think he would be a guy that would thrive on a team with another superstar, especially a Latin superstar. I don't think he's had a lot of leaders to kind of mentor him and guide him. I think the only guy they really brought in to do that was Carlos Santana, and Cruz was injured within the first week of that season. So sure, you got some mentorship.
I also heard from a pretty reliable source that one of the things Santana told him was, you need to take ownership over your own career and not listen to these guys.
I don't know if I want to comment on that. But
well, you didn't disagree with it, so you can keep talking.
Yeah, there we go. So I do think that the Pirates haven't necessarily put him in the best spot at times. I also think his major league career probably didn't start on the best of terms when They're trying to move him to the outfield as a minor leaguer toward the tail end. He probably should have been promoted to the majors a little bit earlier than when he made his debut. There was some service time frustration there, I think. So there's always been a little bit of contention there about what his path is like and what he's been surrounded with throughout his time here. But at the same time, I mean, he's got a lot to address on his own end. So I think both sides have kind of failed.
That was a very good answer, Noah. I like that one. Give us the best thing you've got on Pirates trades right now. You wrote that great column. You put in the Brian Reynolds no trade teams. That got a lot of buzz going, the Mitch Keller stuff. So you've done a very good job on this topic. What's the hottest thing right now you hear on the Pirates in the trade deadline?
All right. I was reluctant to give you guys something good the last time because I had the column coming out. I'm working on another one, but it's still well in the works. So I'll give you my latest big tip is it seems like the Mets are the favorite for Keller right now. It seems like that's where the smoke is. I've been told that he is not the Cubs' top priority, that they have other pitchers that they'd prefer over Keller. But the Mets seem interested, and a couple of other teams that are kind of unknown right now. One of them is maybe the Yankees, but that's not completely confirmed to be the second team like in the running. But other teams are interested, but it seems like the Mets are really high on Keller, where the Cubs, he's kind of like their backup plan.
More likely right now that Keller stays with the Pirates after July 31st or actually does get dealt, Noah, in your opinion?
I think he gets moved.
There
Pretty
you go.
Concise, cut and dried.
Enjoy watching Paul Skeens throw an immaculate inning tonight. I'm predicting it, just like your No Doubter Twitter account.
All right, sounds good. Well, if it's anything like your predictions or my college football picks, he's probably going to allow four runs now.
Thank
Self-effacing
you, Noah.
And cutting at you, Pony. I like that.
He gets the show.
That's a very efficient answer.
Goodbye,
right
Noah.
There. Bye, Noah.
There you go. Noah Hiles. He did give us some
dirt there, some tea.
And you said, when I heard about the Keller Met stuff and Noah's response, that he was trying to distance himself from me. That sounded like there was a gravitational force pulling him back to
Pony. He activated the tractor beams here from Star Wars.
Did you
He's
not hear
right
that?
Back.
Did you not sense the same thing?
Yes. Back to the warm bosom. Noah's a character.
Jack, have you ever used the word bosom in your entire life?
I cannot say that I have.
Do you know what a bosom is? Hold on. Get the right mic here.
I can imagine what it is, but...
Using context clues. Yes, you must have been great in phonics class. Okay.
There you go. Donnie is a football debrief coming up next. His biggest football topic of the day. We've been very football light, which is a rarity for us, but it is Paul Skeens pitching in the All-Star game tonight for the second time. And people here love Paul Skeens, even though they are not always thrilled with the team he plays for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.